Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Amy Coney Barrett is pledging to apply the law as written if she wins confirmation to the Supreme Court. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports that Barrett has completed day one of confirmation hearings.
At just 48 years old, Amy Coney Barrett could sit on the Supreme Court for a generation. Senate Republicans highlight her resume as a judicial conservative, including a clerkship with the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and her teaching record at the Notre Dame Law School. But Democrats warn Barrett could tilt the balance of the court on issues such as abortion, gun rights, health care, and religious freedom. Lawmakers plan to spend 2 days asking the nominee about her judicial philosophy and her record over 3 years on the Seventh Circuit Appeals Court. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham says he expects Barrett to get a vote from the full Senate by the end of October, shortly before Election Day. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Just 2 weeks after testing positive for coronavirus, President Trump has been declared not contagious by his doctor. White House physician Sean Conley issued a memorandum today stating the president has now tested negative for the virus on consecutive days. So early this evening, the president opens a campaign tour outside Washington, first stop Sanford, Florida. Democratic challenger Joe Biden, meanwhile, hit the campaign trail in Ohio today, telling auto workers in Toledo the president has failed to take the virus seriously.
215,000 dead because of COVID. Experts say we're likely to lose another 200,000 people in the next few months unless we take some serious action. And he doesn't know what he's doing.
Later this week, President Trump plans to travel to Pennsylvania, Iowa, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. A big turnout in the state of Georgia today as the first day of in-person early voting had thousands of people waiting in line for hours outside polling places to cast their ballots. Facebook says it will ban posts that deny or distort the Holocaust. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the social network is reversing its earlier policy.
Facebook says it's banning Holocaust denial because of the global rise in anti-Semitism and a, quote, alarming level of ignorance among young people. It will direct users to credible information elsewhere on the internet. That's a big change from 2 years ago, when CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that while he finds Holocaust denial deeply offensive, he did not think Facebook should take it down because the platform should allow free speech. Now, Zuckerberg says his thinking has evolved. Facebook has come under pressure to do more to stop hate groups from using it as a forum to incite violence and spread misinformation. This summer, Holocaust survivors launched a social media campaign to urge the company to change its rules. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
The Dow closed up 250. The Nasdaq rose 296. This is NPR. Microsoft says it has taken legal action seeking to disrupt a major cybercrime digital network that uses more than 1 million zombie computers to loot bank accounts and spread ransomware. The criminal infrastructure is known as TickBot, and the Microsoft operation to knock it out of its command and control servers was undertaken after Microsoft secured a court order in Virginia federal court last week. Several more French cities are on maximum alert status and closing bars, gyms, and other public places in an effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports there were more than 27,000 new cases in a 24-hour period over the weekend.
The two southern cities of Montpellier and Toulouse now join Paris, Marseille, Lyon, Grenoble, Saint-Étienne, and the northern city of Lille on maximum alert status. The French government is trying a targeted approach with strict new measures in an attempt to slow the infection rate. The French prime minister said a general national confinement can be avoided only if everyone complies. Jean Castex said over the next 2 weeks, if the epidemic worsens and intensive care beds fill up even more, then additional measures will need to be taken. Castex said too many people were failing to appreciate that the second wave is here. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The mother of the late Arizona Senator John McCain has died at the age of 108. Roberta McCain is remembered for her high spirit as she campaigned for her son's presidential bid. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.